IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
When Zile Lorenzo Bonani, editor for Motoring Lorenzo Productions, a four-time Cars Awards judge and radio presenter. Wazile, good afternoon to you, and we could have a chat to you and catch up on what's happening in the motor vehicle market in South Africa. My goodness me, what challenging times. COVID-19, everybody at home. Is anybody buying cars, and are the manufacturers, have they released any new models of any interest?
Yes, they haven't stopped releasing. The difference now is that we're having virtual meetings and virtual launches. Recently, there's been some physical launches where we've been flown to places to attend launches. But sales have had a decline. But some, despite the decline, some manufacturers have seen some nice numbers in terms of sales, and some, especially entry-level cars. Some the champions have maintained their positions. Let me put it like that. So there hasn't really been much of a difference, but there is a decline. However, the positive side is that the guys did manage to sell some cars. Even during lockdown, some people were actually buying cars.
Yeah, there were all these stories about the car rental companies that were reducing their fleet by up to half, some of them even more. And there was so much talk about the second-hand car market being flooded with vehicles. And yet, for whatever reason, Wazile, that doesn't seem to have happened.
Well, with the rental market, you must remember, that's a fact. The rental market depends entirely on tourism. Mostly on tourism, if I can correct myself. So when we didn't have people coming into the country hiring cars, it was pointless for them keeping so many cars, which therefore means they have to sell those cars. And most of those cars are used cars. Hence, it becomes a buyer's market when they actually have to sell those cars as used cars.
Wazile, is that actually what happened? Did, in fact, the second-hand car market suffer a sort of dampening, and was it far more affordable to buy second-hand vehicles?
Yes, it actually has become like that, because another reason being the fact that some people have been have downgraded. So if a person was driving a more expensive car and now they've been asked to take a salary cut instead of being retrenched due to the pandemic that took place in the country or the world over, some people decided to downgrade, which means you might pick up a nice deal or a nice fairly new car because the owner had to actually, you know, they were not in a position to negotiate a better deal, or it actually favors the buyer in terms of used cars. Yeah.
So that is interesting to me. It makes some kind of sense as well that you were saying the lower end of the market was where the action was. I would imagine the lower interest rates also had a very positive effect on that market. Now, I was saying that given the lower interest rates, it makes a whole bunch of sense that first-time entrants would possibly be finding affordable cars, affordable, and getting themselves a first set of wheels. And I was wondering, which are the manufacturers that were benefiting from that?
Well, Suzuki did well, but Volkswagen remained right at the top. And with the Polo Vivo, so that segment with Suzuki selling the Swift and the Ignis doing very well for their units, but Volkswagen remained on top with the passenger sales in terms of the Polo, which is made locally where I stay in Jutnik. The Polo and the Polo Vivo did very, very well. So those are the two cars that more than likely people that were actually going for, that were entering the market, are actually buying these days, because the cheaper ones have got serious, serious safety issues.
That is interesting. So they don't actually have those NCAP or whatever they're called, those five-star ratings.
Yes, we've seen recent tests that a very, very popular one, I think it was the Suzuki Espresso, failed completely. Didn't score a single star, and that is making waves at the moment. And, you know, all the other ones like your Polo Vivos and the Baleno, which is also known now, which Toyota actually did a partnership with Suzuki, and they call it the Starlet. That one seems to be taking off quite well. They're selling quite well. So those are the cars that I would recommend for someone coming into the market for the first time. But having said that as well, you know, if you're looking at that bracket and you're looking for something with a bit more safety, a bit more luxury, at 220 to 250,000 rand, you can probably look at a lot of other used cars that are in very, very good condition because of a lot of people that have downgraded.
So that's where I want to kind of leave it this afternoon. If you were going to give us some advice, say you've got a car, a vehicle, you're ready to change it. What's the advice now? Does one hold it and drive it instead of 3 years for 5 years? Or does one go and buy a smaller new car, or does one buy a better second-hand car? What's your advice?
My advice would be, if you do not need to change your car because your financial status has remained the same throughout the pandemic, you must be thankful and very grateful. However, if you want a position of comfort and luxury, you can go ahead and trade your car in and get yourself something smaller that will cost you less to run, less to pay monthly in terms of installments to the bank. That is not a move that I actually would be against. A lot of people have taken salary cuts, which has led to them downgrading lifestyles. So if you don't need to downgrade, don't downgrade. But if you feel that you could save a few thousands and you would be in a better position, then by all means.
That makes a whole bunch of sense. Wazile Bonani, thank you so much for talking to us about my absolute passion, which is motor cars.
Thank you for having me.